Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're coming to you once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We represent here, for the new listeners out there, and I understand there's always new listeners, two police and military associations up here in the Rocky Mountains that have police officers and soldiers as members and as supporters from around the nation. We have police officers and soldiers in the thousands who truly love God and freedom and are trying to help return our nation back under God and our constitutional republic system. And so we're happy to be with you here tonight, and we're happy that Republic Broadcasting Network allows us to be on this network. We want to thank all the good people working there. John Stapmiller and all his staff and crew for the great work they do to put the truth out across the nation, around the world, and God's Word, too, folks. You know, we're all under the Great Commission that God gave us to spread the Word of God, the gospel around the world. And one way you can do it, folks, is to support Republic Broadcasting Network that is doing the work of the Lord in spreading the Word of God and the truth to people of God all across this nation and around the world. So we here at Anabeth Police Military Newsletter, our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, certainly enjoy being a part of this because we know it's God's will. Tonight we're going to talk about a few things. Yes, we're going to talk about our sister who went to be with the Lord, Terry Schindler. We're going to open the phone lines up early and have you get in because we just flat ran out of time last night. We had Louis, was it in Canada, I think, and Terry in Texas, Mike in New Yorker. Terry and Mike, I think it was, didn't get in last night. And so anyway, the phone lines are going to be open early if you'd like to talk about your feelings about what this means to our nation and the world, the death of our sister Terry. And I feel better tonight because I've been able to organize my thoughts a little better than trying to do that through the rage I was in yesterday. We'll be back after this break with more. Stay tuned.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
I'm that old cop, Jack McLay. I'm retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, and good to be with you. I only work like 12 to 16 hours a day in my retirement, but the duty is good duty. We already have a caller on the line, and we haven't gotten into what we're going to talk about tonight yet, but I'd like to hear from you, so please call in if you'd like to call in and bring up whatever you would like. We're at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So we're going to go right now. We're not going to make him hold on any longer, to Hugh in Tennessee. Hugh, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Good to have you on, my friend.
I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me?
Yes.
I wonder.
Something may have happened to my phone. I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Hugh.
That's great.
Yeah, maybe they can pop my sound up a little more to you. I don't know how all that works, but I'm right here, and I can hear you fine. So go right ahead, Hugh.
That's good. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, I'm happy to have you on.
I appreciate it. And I can hardly tell you how much I admire you, and I have love for you that I think that you're one of a few.
Well, I hope not, Hugh. I know a lot of good cops and soldiers out there and private citizens, so I'm kind of like a banana, one of the bunch, but I'm sorry you don't know more of us.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You see, that I don't hear from the others.
Yes.
Right. And I'm still so hurt and so heavy-hearted for what happened to our sister.
You and me both.
You bet.
Yes.
And I sometimes wonder, the husband spoke, the judge spoke, and the government spoke. I sometimes wonder if it wasn't almost time for the people to speak, we the people.
It certainly was, and we didn't do it.
Right. I've wondered about that, and I don't know what the outcome would have been, but let me say it again. How is it written? We the people. How is it written? We the people. That has a lot of meaning to me.
It should to everybody, but I guess it doesn't today like it used to, Hugh. When I grew up and when you grew up, it meant something to our folks, too.
Right. Now, I remember there's a lot of people that didn't like Ronald Reagan, I suppose. I don't really know. But I heard him make one speech, and I don't know how many times he mentioned we the people. And I just got thrilled with that speech. Because it's written like that.
It is, but most Americans probably don't even know that.
Isn't that a shame?
It is, yes. And our kids in the schools for the last three generations have certainly been taught about world government and their part as global citizens, but they're certainly not being told our American history and taught about the documents that founded a nation based on biblical law.
Right. Brother Jack, I'm not going to keep you. It's good to talk to you.
Well, Hugh, I hope you'll call back again, brother. It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being out there and doing all you can do for God and country, brother.
Okay, take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Well, that was really a good opening for the show tonight. Praise God for Americans like Hugh. As we're waiting for the phones to ring here, folks, I want to share with you something that came in from Columbia Christians for Life, and it's so impressive. It truly is. Yes, ask Paul the caller to hold on just a minute. Let me get into some of this here, then we'll be right back with him. It says here, Terry's case, the Roe versus Wade of euthanasia. Christians and other pro-life leaders will be conducting press conferences at abortion mills across the nation, memorializing the death of Terry Shive. Terry's father says the courts are in control of this country. Terry's precious life was taken from her by the consent of the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, what he means there, folks, is not the Mormon Church and not a church specifically, but in his writing here, he means the Christians of this land, the church meaning the Christians in America, which is actually the Church of Christ. And by the consent of the government of the United States of America, her life was taken. And by the consent of the government of the state of Florida, her life was taken. And by the consent of the government of Pinellas County, said Steve Lafemine, director of Columbia Christians for Life. The courts of this land have become the tool in the hands of the devil by which the culture of death has found access. It is savaging the people of America. The United States Congress and the President have proven themselves to be at best, impotent, I guess the way you say it. I believe they're impotent, too, in dealing with the imperial courts of America. They have failed to use the authority and power with which they are commissioned in a wonderful system of checks and balances. Through the separation of powers in our constitutional republic, we are not a democracy, bequeathed to us through the blood and wisdom of this nation's founding fathers. Well said there, dear brother. Steve Lafemine, director of Columbia Christians for Life, goes on and says, once again, as in Roe versus Wade, the courts of this land have become instruments which have orchestrated the murder of those who do not have a voice to speak for themselves. This must not stand. It is incumbent upon the Church of Jesus Christ to rise up, meaning the people, and remind the courts that they are not supreme. There is a court before whom every knee shall bow, and every justice, whoever, wherever, who wore a black robe, will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The tragic plight of Terry Schiavo was played out for the whole world to see. It involved the executive, legislative, judicial branches of the U.S. government, the Florida state government, and at least the executive and judicial branches of Pinellas County government. All are accountable for Terry's death, and all have her innocent blood on their hands. Her death, though orchestrated by the courts of this land, was largely the result of an apathetic, indolent, and depraved American church. Hallelujah, praise God, absolutely, my dear brother. Now you're getting down to it. By an apathetic, depraved American church, we have failed to love our neighbors as ourselves. God himself is turning us over to the wicked for our sins, especially that of government-protected child murder by abortion, whereby the loss of respect for the sanctity of human life has grown. Today, the doors have swung wide open for the murder of not only those in the dawn of life, preborn children, but also those in the twilight of life, the elderly, and those in the shadow of life, the handicapped, said Mr. Flip Benham, director of Operation Rescue, Operation Save America. He says, the weak among us now find themselves in the gravest danger that has ever existed in the history of America. And that is absolutely true, folks. We're going to get into this euthanasia thing that has grown out of this case. And the case law that's been developed now, and the poster child who never wanted to be the poster child for euthanasia, Terry Schindler Schiavo. But let's go to the phones now. We have another caller on the phone, Paul. I didn't catch it. It was Steve from Steve in Texas. Welcome to the program.
How you doing today, Jack?
Doing okay, brother. Doing okay.
Yeah, it is a sad day. You know, when anyone dies, I mean, that's a life that's, you know, not around anymore. And I don't want to seem callous, and it's that I don't feel for her. Because maybe she did want to die. I mean, we really don't know the situation. It's all speculation. But it is a sad day when anyone dies. And the sad fact about it is that thousands of people die every day, and that's even sadder in itself. But the reason I'm calling is I kind of have a question for you personally. Do you feel that, and I'm not saying that you were doing this or that. You know, I listen to Republic Radio and, you know, all the shows were talking about it all week. And, you know, the news has been talking about it.
Yeah.
Do you feel that her suffering was all part of a media hype, or that the powers to be kind of used it to their advantage?
Yes, I do, Steve. I do. I think that the powers that be, from the president to the governor, his brother, to the judges, have used this to push the euthanasia program that is going to sweep across this land now, putting to death those that are on artificial life support, those that have heart pacers, for example, dialysis machines, and others are now in danger of being put to death. And also it was to push us going out and getting living wills, and we're going to talk about today, that is a con job, and it's very, very dangerous to go out and get living wills, because it signs a contract that you will allow medical professionals to decide when you get put to death. So, yes, yeah. I think it was a media. The media did use it for their own use.
And, you know, that actually kind of sparks a little bit of history in my brain about, you know, I'm actually surprised that this didn't happen sooner, because I've actually been following the Schiavo case just randomly, just seeing it over the years. I've seen it on TV, and they were, you know, saying how she could get better if she had treatment. And this was years ago, and they never, you know, she never got treatment. But, you know, that's basically the same idea that Hitler had. was that we need to, you know, thin out the crop. You know, take the ones who aren't
as
strong.
Okay, we're coming up on a break, my friend. Thank you for your statement.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
We here at our Police and Military Association has been gathering evidence and facts and witness statements for weeks and weeks on this case, and we have so many statements and so many pieces of evidence to prove that in a court of law, if we could, which we probably won't get a chance to, because the courts are pushing this euthanasia thing, and they're going to use her as the poster child for it. But anyway, we have so much evidence and witness statements that she wanted to live and did not consider when she was communicating with people, and this was quite often when she was first disabled. She was in the hallways, and she would greet people when they'd come down the hall, wave to them, and say things to them. She never, ever talked to the nurses about euthanasia, of putting her to death. She wanted to be rehabilitated, but after her husband got the money, he shut down any rehabilitation whatsoever, and she got progressively worse as he confined her in her room, never let her be in the sunshine, never allowed the nurses to take her outside, never let her to go out and meet people again, and no physical therapy. Her body atrophied. And he basically put her to death by slow torture over many years. Another thing I will say is that we have a nurse's statement an affidavit from a nurse who knew Michael Schiavo, the husband, very, very well. And during the first initial days when she was disabled, this nurse would work with Terry, and she would go out and have lunch with and drive around at various places with Michael. And Michael truly would speak to her about private things and told her twice that he and Terry never spoke about what to do with each other if they ever had a debilitating situation like this. He says, we never even talked about it ever. And he told her that twice. We have her testimony. Then we have the lawyer just before her disconnecting her tube by the government, going in and disconnecting the tube, because after Michael got the money, $1,300,000, he immediately remembered, oh my goodness, my wife told me she wanted to be put to death. And so that was the first time out of those years that after he got the money, he thought all of a sudden that he remembered she wanted to be put to death. First time. Then we have the statement of a lawyer that was in her room with the parents the very day they pulled her tube out, and she picked up little Terry's hands and arms, and she says, listen, Terry, you say this. You say this right now. You say, I want to live, and all of this will get stopped. Everything will be stopped here. You say, I want to live. And according to witnesses in the room, in the statement, the affidavit of this lawyer, Mrs. Weller, Terry immediately, her eyes got big and she puffed up and she says, I want. And then she couldn't finish what she was going to say. She screamed so loud that the police officer out in the hall and the people out in the hall heard her say that, but she exhausted her strength and she couldn't get out the rest of the words. So, Steve, if you are believing what you're hearing, that she didn't want to live, I think, according to all the information we have, and we come in unbiased in this situation as a bunch of police investigators, that is not true. She wanted to live. And to think of a person existing without any moisture, water, hydration at all for 2 weeks, that's amazing. And it's amazing to us cops that have lived down along the border and know about people dehydrating to death. And many of them don't make it past a week because of the fact that they just give up on life. They just resign to die. And Terry didn't resign to die. She worked and fought all of that time for almost 2 weeks. So let's go to Harold in Tennessee. Harold, welcome to the program tonight.
Hey, Brother Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. I'm still a little upset and mad, but I'm getting back to work here, and we got more to do to try to bring to justice these creeps that put our sister to death and committed actual capital criminal crimes there to see to it that she did die. So feeling pretty good, Harold.
I'm in about the same way as you are, Jack, but one thing about it. I used to worry about this country and these people, but anymore, after reading the book of Daniel, and Revelations, if people would read that, they're going to see what hell and destruction is going to be put on this earth before long.
That's true.
And the Bible don't say the many are going to be saved, but the remnant, just a very few.
Yes, sir. Right on target. Yes.
And I tell you the truth, I'm going to be tickled to see what some of these people get. Hollywood, Washington, D.C., the filthiest places in the world. And the lioness and the crookedest bunch of suckers, immoral, and I can't say nothing bad enough about them.
Well, I think, Harold, you got a bad attitude, brother. What are you talking about? You want to see these absolute Luciferian evil people punished? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I want to say.
Well, brother,
I'd like to be
the same way.
I'd like to be the one to kick some butt myself.
Amen, brother. I understand. Boy, do I understand, and a lot of cops and soldiers feel the same way.
I ain't no cop, but I'm an ex-sailor, and
okay.
I took my oath for the country, and I believed in it. But and I think we ought to take Bushy and Cheney and Rumskilskin and Condoleezza Raisin and put them up in front of a court for treason.
We're out of time. Hold on, Harold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Jack McGlam, and you know, do you ever run out of patience, folks? Do you ever run out of patience waiting for God to come down and wreak vengeance on these people that are destroying God's people and destroying the nation, the first nation that was ever based on biblical law? I felt yesterday, I'll tell you, as an old warrior, and a lot of you old warriors out there will know what I mean, when I said I felt like the two buzzards sitting on the telephone pole, probably down Arizona way, waiting for something to get killed along the way so they can, you know, by the roadkill. And one of them looks over the other and said, "Patience, heck, let's kill something." Well, I sure felt like that yesterday, and you old soldiers know what I'm talking about. Let's go to James in Austin. Brother James, how are you tonight?
How you doing, Jack? I called a couple of weeks ago about the idea of the militia, and there's 50 people that are much more braver than the militia that didn't show up, but I, you know. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I have two thoughts on this, and this comes from the rage that I first felt 2 weeks ago, and that rage is, you know, I guess my psychology is wearing its way, but I'm still angry, but this is just a feeling I thought. You know, forget about Revelations, forget about Armageddon, forget about Apocalypse. What we deserve as the entire planet is for Yahuwah, if he exists — I'm agnostic, so I'm speaking in those terms, and I hope I don't offend anybody by saying that — but if Yahuwah does exist, we deserve his full wrath right now to belch out a fireball the size of Jupiter and just engulf and evaporate this planet, and him to start over somewhere else. If we can't even save one of our own, that's what we deserve right now.
James, I can't tell you how much I feel just like you do. I just feel like that God is going to, without any doubt, and he's already beginning to do it, bringing his vengeance upon his people on this earth today, because we have cast him out and we've gone to other gods, just like throughout the history of the Bible, his people
right.
did that repeatedly. And I think you're right, James, and I wouldn't fault God at all if he did just what you said, because we certainly deserve it.
We deserve it. And I have one other thought. I just had to get that out of my system, because that's the way I've been feeling for 2 weeks. You remember my suggestion about the militia? I don't know if you remember that or not, but...
I remember you mentioning it, but I don't recall what you said, James.
That was just the idea of, you know, if people gather up in numbers. I don't know how many police and county... I didn't realize the county sheriff was enforcing it as well until I saw the news that they were there also. So
that's true.
Do you know how many law enforcement was there?
Bo talked about it, and you know, I can't recall. He talked about off-duty police officers and even retired officers there, so they had quite a number. But I think what you're going to say, James, is absolutely true. If we'd have had 1,000 to 10,000 people there that loved their sister like thyself and wanted to save her life, we could have walked up, and my idea would have been, as we walked just in a line up there, line after line, grab those officers and hug them and kiss them and just hold on to them while the others of us went in around them and got Terry and took her to a safe house. They couldn't have done a thing about it, brother.
I love your approach. I didn't even think about that.
Put 10 people's arms around each cop and just hold them and tell them you love them and just wait till Terry's gone and then let go, and they'd be standing there wondering what the heck to do.
I love your approach, because I wasn't even thinking about that. I love your love approach. That's even better, because I was thinking about unarmed. If like 500 or 1,000 people showed up with a gallon of water in a hand in a large circle, a bunched up crowd where they can't get everybody, surely by the time the crowd got into the building, there may be a few dead because they'd be impatient and they'd start killing people. But, you know, surely somebody would be able to get in there and save her. But, you know, I thought of it and I didn't act on it, and that's why I feel like I deserve whatever wrath comes also, because I thought of it and I didn't do it because I didn't want to upset my wife. But
don't think that way now, because I want to tell you something, and listen careful to me. I've been at these things for years, 24 years I've been in this fight, and I've been to where the militia said they would come in by the thousands. I've been where the patriots and the Christians said they would come by the thousands. And you always show up with just a few people there. They do not come, James. So it is not going to happen. We are so complacent and we're so afraid. And our ministers have taught us in the churches that we should obey everything evil government tells us to do, because all evil governments of God. And then the crowd, the white fight, we're on the next flight crowd, says, hey, don't worry about Terry, we're out of here next week. So you can't get the Christians to go do anything in a group like that.
And I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have time?
In Phoenix, Brother James, we would hold an annual March for Life. And the churches, the government churches and the government pastors, wouldn't even tell their people to come and even march with us. To march in the streets against the pro-abortion people, so we would end up with just a few thousands out of a city that had 3 million people.
And those churches would be perfect organizations for that movement, because they're already an organized group.
Yes, James, and the preachers could have said, people go out down to Terry Schiavo's hospice.
Right.
I want to see you there, everybody in this church, and we'll stay there for all week if we have to. And we would have had 100 to 150,000 to half a million
people
there. Those
people would have showed up, yeah.
And they didn't. The preachers didn't say it, and the people didn't come, James. So don't feel bad about it. You'd have been there by yourself like Colonel Bo Greitz, who he and poor Leon and one little guy that was carrying that cookie, they call it the host in the Catholic Church, to the, and they all three were arrested, and all the people holding signs back there, 150, 200 of them, just they didn't get involved. They carry their signs, but they, they're not going to do anything to save the sister.
Do you have a couple more minutes, or do you got to go?
Yeah, we've got a full lineup of callers here, James.
I wish I could. Maybe next week I'll try again, because there's a story from a lady that I know from. And I'm going to make this short, but there's maybe next week I'll tell you the story. But it's a very profound story. A lady I know from India. She's a Sikh, and you know, I don't know if you know who Sikhs are, but they are true warriors in India because they fight both sides.
I do know it. Yeah.
And she comes from that lineage, and she told me a story about some Sikhs who were trying to defend. This was back in the 19th century. And maybe I can make it real short.
Well, James,
maybe next week I can clean up. But basically, there was like 300 or 400 people that lined up on a train track to make sure that these other people that are on a train would get their water because they had been deprived by the British government. And those people lined up on the train track. The engineer was told not to stop. The engineer did not stop, and he plowed over I don't know how many men, women, and children until he finally stopped. And then those people on the train got their water. Now that is power.
That is commitment, too. That is commitment.
That, and maybe next week I'll call in and talk about it more, but I just...
Good, James. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Jack.
Listen,
thank you so much.
Commitment, and we don't have it in America today. Take care, James. Okay. Let's go to Gail in Tennessee. Sister, how are you doing, Gail?
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing, Brother Jack?
Pretty good today, better than yesterday, but I'll probably be even better tomorrow.
Yes. I really want to expose the criminals at work here, but I would ask for prayer for my protection tonight from what I'm about to expose about them.
I say, okay, let's tell our listeners, Gail's about to stand up and for righteousness, sounds to me, folks, so we got to pray for Gail. Go right ahead, Gail.
This is a Luciferian occultic action that went on with Terry Schiavo and with the Pope today. I was involved with them. I think I shared that with you last night.
That's right. Yes.
But I was involved with them. I do know them. Their blood runs through my veins. This royal bloodline is in my veins. I won't go any further but to say that.
Okay.
The number 6 and the number 7 and the numbers 13 are very important to this illumined group. 6 represents the number of man. 7 represents divine perfection. 13 represents man reaching a state of divine perfection or illumination. And in the biblical Germania, 13 means depravity and rebellion. And what did they do to Terry Schiavo? Depravity. They deprived her of water and food. And they had her die on the 13th day after being deprived of water and food. Now, a lot of people don't realize, but April 1st, Fool's Day, is the 13th, exactly the 13th week past January 1, and that's why it's called Fool's Day. 13 is a very important number to them. Very important.
Yeah.
It represents, I'm a little nervous here even saying all this, but the Pope is dead. He's been dead because the Italian news reported it at around noon today. Because I've been watching purposely today, because I normally don't watch TV, especially the talking heads.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get the information firsthand because God divines these things to me now. And he was dead earlier. But they're going to drag this out, but this is all has to do with the number 13. And they have everybody in all of the doing masses, and they're doing all the ritual prayer. The Illuminati has the whole world in prayer for their diabolical rituals that they are performing right now with Terry and with the Pope.
Very interesting,
Gail. Okay, I've said it now.
Yeah, let me ask you this, sister. The word keeps coming up, and I get emails every day now about the connection of Michael Schiavo and Scientology.
Yes.
Do you know if there's any satanic numbers involved with Scientology, and is there a connection between that and the occult?
Scientology is a nice little package word for the Illuminati and Luciferians.
Ah, interesting. Okay, Gail.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to know. Then I'll read some of these emails. They're quite lengthy, but I'll get into them because I want to know about those connections.
This is all tied in together. In fact, I'm going to tell you tonight an excellent website to go to for everyone.
Okay.
Is if you will go to in, there's no www, it's just HTTP forward slashes. Go to nwo/warning, WARNING, dot tripod, TRIPOD, dot com, /occult, OCCULT, / bottom case, calendar 2.
Wow. You've lost me, sister.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You've lost me. Okay, start again and go slower, please.
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
New, NWO, which stands for New World Order.
Okay, NWO, got that.
Right, slash.
Slash, forward slash.
Warning, no, just slash. I mean, it's like the hyphen.
Oh.
I'm sorry, hyphen.
Hyphen, okay.
Yeah,
hyphen.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Warning.
Okay, got that.
Dot tripod.
Okay.
TRIPOD.
Okay.
Dot com.
Got it. Uh-huh.
Then forward slash.
Okay.
Occult. OCCULT.
Okay.
And then the bottom, what do you call that? The bottom line?
Yeah.
You know, where you go uppercase?
Yeah, it's an underline.
Yeah, underline.
Okay.
Calendar. CALENDAR. And then the number 2.
And then is that a calendar and 2 is all together?
Right.
Okay.
And then dot.
Is that the letter 2 or the word?
No, the number 2.
Number 2. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then dot HTM.
HTM.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
It takes a little bit for it to load, but I'm telling you, the information there will just blow your socks off.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gail, very much, sister.
God bless us all because they are making their last push to establish the Antichrist.
Okay, I think I think that's right on target. Yes,
yes.
Thanks, Gail.
Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Folks, let's see, we got a couple minutes here. Let's run to David in Texas real quick. David, come on down here, brother. How you doing?
Hi, Jake.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I saw you last month at the Silver Eagle Tap House out in McQueenie.
Oh yes, yes. Good to talk to you again, David.
Yes, thank you for coming. I had a great time listening to all you had to say there.
Well, thank you.
Now, I'm not into all the numerology that this last caller had. I'm taking a look at that page she just told you about.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of interesting, the parallels. I just wanted to give a quick observation. The day after Terry Schiavo died, yesterday, now we have the Pope, who's also in a similar situation. I mean, he's not in a vegetative state or anything like that.
Yeah.
But he's being fed through a tube. Uh-huh. And I'm a high school student. Right now, I'm a senior at San Marcos High School, and we were talking about current events in my government class yesterday, and my government teacher told us that he had heard that a spokesperson from the Vatican had said on the news that in the most extreme of circumstances, they would allow nature to take its course, and they would allow the Pope to die rather than keeping him in that persistent vegetative state.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just thought it was a very... It was very interesting to see how the Pope compared to Terry Schiavo.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's probably going to die soon if he hasn't already. But I just thought it was really interesting. And, I mean, if there's surely there's some connection between these two events happening so close together.
There very well could be. And Gail might have hit the nail on the head when she said the letter 13 is in today also, just like it was when Terry died. So we're going to see if the Pope dies today or not, and if so, it'll be certainly in the same system that we see everything else happening. You know, all the occult numbers in 9/11 and all the things, big events happening, I can't imagine that the Pope wouldn't meet his demise on an occult day, too, but we'll see.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, David.
I think that's all I got for you, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Well, folks, the phone lines are open, and if you'd like to call in tonight, I like this. I like hearing from you and hearing what you have to say. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to get through this information, very important information here about Terry Schiavo, Schindler, I like to call her Schindler because her husband doesn't deserve her to have his name, and how she's been used by the international crime families to promote euthanasia. And I had a program set out for you tonight to talk about that in some depth. We've been studying here for several weeks now what we're hearing about euthanasia pushing through all the hospitals in the country. When you walk in, they shove in your hand and tell you, sit down and fill this out. What is it? A living will. And none of us have been suspicious about that. But all of a sudden, you notice the talking heads in the controlled news, International Crime Families controlled news, they're all talking about living wills. Everybody better have a living will. We're going to talk about that in the days ahead in depth. I think we found out that it is an evil plan. Be very cautious. We'll be back after this break with more. Stay tuned.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For the Minuteman Project, pray real hard. They're down on the border right now, and the President of the United States, International Crime Family, the Bush crime family, and Vicente Fox, the old communist, are going to stop this. They're going to stop it somehow. We just heard that Vicente Fox, the old commie president of Mexico, has just sent 6,000 Mexican troops to the border. And then, of course, we know the MS-13, which is the organization, the Mara Salvatrucha gang, who we police officers know are very, very violent. They behead their victims, and they attack with machine guns and grenades and machetes. They're going down to the border to teach our dear brothers and sisters, patriotic Americans that are concerned about the influx of terrorists and everything into the country, our Minutemen. It looks like there's going to be a Donnybrook down there. So please pray that the enemy's plans are confounded and confused and are not successful, because Bush and Vicente Fox, these devils, are going to stop citizens from thinking they've all called these people, and even Congo Rice has called them vigilantes. And so we really need to be in prayer. Let's go real quick to Dan in Tennessee. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, brother, doing okay.
I've been watching your show for quite some time now, and I was listening to your program today, and I was thinking, on top of everything that's been happening as far as current events go, wouldn't it just be great if Bush and his crime family and I guess Condoleezza Rice and all their little buddies, if they decide to give us a doozy and they like do something like bomb Iraq, or they go and bomb Iran or something sometime in this summer?
Yes, I think that's going to happen. From all indications, we've got three carrier groups heading that way right now. It may very well happen in the next month or so. Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine right now. He was in the reserves, and about a year ago he just got out of the Marine Reserves, and so he decided to enlist in the Army Reserves, and he's like, I do administrative work, they'll never send me out. So then he got a call like 3 o'clock, I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, a call woke him up, and he said for him to be on standby, and then about a month or two later, they gave him another warning, and then another two months went by, and they enlisted him. And all of a sudden, they enlisted him. They activated him, and he got shipped out. And he's been there so far for about 6 months now. And I don't know really if I don't know how much our overstretched troops can really stand. It's just all of a sudden been shipped out to Iran to another theater, just like that.
Yes, it's really a shame, Dan. What's going on, because this is a perpetual war over there, and they're going to take out the whole Middle East with the blood of our brothers and sisters. We're going to Iran and Syria, Saudi Arabia and Lebanon, and on and on and on. So I hope your friend will be safe and get home safely. Dan, we're just about out of time. We are out of time, matter of fact. I appreciate you calling in, Dan. Have a good evening, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, folks. We have somebody else on the line, but we don't have time. We're just totally out of time, folks. Well, it's been a good evening. Thank you for calling in. You've helped me. Together, we're helping each other get through this situation. Some heavy rolls are coming on our country, folks. I think you and I know that. Let's remember to be in prayer for our nation and our fellow Americans. God bless all of you. Hope you have a good evening. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You know it. I certainly do. Good night.
To what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
at rbnlive.com. You'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.